嘿、hey, 大家好，我是 Alan， 欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。
我是 TJ。
大家都有过这个青春年少的时候，不管你是正处于青春期还是已经长大成人了，一定都会有自己对于这个青春期的理解。今天呢， Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 一起来聊一聊美国青少年他们的这个尴尬的青春期。 Welcome TJ。
Thank you Alan for having me here.
Okay, did you enjoy your teenhood? Do you want to go backIf possible.
绝对不要。I mean, I was an ugly child and an even uglier teenager.
Uh-huh.
It was hell back then and I really don't prefer to take another turn.
怎么了？你脸上长青春痘了是不是那个时候？
Worse, Alan.
Ah.
I used to like rap.
I don't want to know you.
Yeah, I used to walk around in the big ass pants hanging around my ass. And
yo, yo. Like,
yo, what up, homie? How you be?How? Yo, let me get that Facebook. But yo, homie, how you be?
So it's hard to think back to that, right?
Well, it's terrible to think back to that. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
今天呢 ,Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是
美国人的尴尬青春期。
如果你希望和我们一起来互动啊，或者说你想获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。刚才 TJ 讲到他小的时候，他为了让别人觉得自己很酷，还喜欢过 rap。 So why rap then? Did you follow mainstream?
Well yeah, I mean when I was a teenager I was definitely following, you know, the mainstream, even、mm-hmm. if it wasn't the most popular, you know?
I see
Yeah. So when I was a younger teenager, like 13 or 14, it was rap.
You know, okay, congratulations for the 13-year-old TJ.
Yeah, pretty awesome 13-year-old TJ listening to rap. But yeah, I did it because that's what everybody liked was rap.
True, true.
But when I got older, when I was an older teenager, I stopped liking rap and I really started more enjoying rock. You know? I mean, but that's because rock was what everybody was, you know, rock was against, you know, the normal. It was like very, you know.
It's a cool thing to do,
independent.
Right?
Independent. It was cool, you know, but even though, you know, that's what it was against being normal, I was still doing it because I thought that it would help make people like me. I was、
yeah.
still doing it for that reason.
You're cured.
Exactly.
所以说你当时啊，你青少年的时候也像我们很多人一样啊，喜欢盲目的去追这个主流。那这些东西在成年之后有没有变化呢？ Do you still follow that?
No, I pretty much just do whatever I think is nice.
Uh-huh, what is nice?
You know? Well, for example, I really like to listen to, you know, jazz.
Okay.
But it's not like I, you know, dedicate my life to just jazz. I just wear what jazz people wear and speak the way jazz people
speak. You just like to listen to the jazz music.
Exactly. I'm a normal guy. I just like listening to jazz. You know, it's not like I'm doing it to win any friends. You know, I'm just doing it because I like to.
Me too. I like to listen to jazz.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, I like the slow pace、
sure.
and it's elegant.
Sure,
and,
sure.
I'm listening it because it's not because I want to impress others.
Exactly.
I'm listening it because I love
it. You like doing it, exactly. And you're not embarrassed if somebody knows it. And you don't care if somebody thinks it's stupid. You just do it because you like to.
I guess it's a good thing being a grown-up, right?
Yes, it's a little easier being a grown-up.
How have things changed since you are not a teenager anymore, right?
Well...
I mean, it was like, 3 or 4 years ago, right?
yeah. No. I'm taller, for one.
A little bit taller?
Yeah, I'm a little bit taller. Yeah, I'm also better with women.
Okay, much more experienced?
Yeah, I can get women a little easier. And I think I'm more mellow. You know?
More mature.
Yeah, I don't get upset so easily. You know, I mean, I don't really like to argue anymore these days.
Mm-hmm. You are as cool as cucumber.
Yeah, I'm cool as cucumber. I mean, I don't really care if, you know, somebody disagrees with me. And if somebody calls me, say, an idiot, I mean, I'm not just so eager to, you know, fight.
Okay.
You know, for whatever. And back then...I would fight just for the sake of fight. I would argue just for the sake of arguing. You know? Now, my mom would say, hey, TJ, clean your room. You know,
No, mom.
Yeah, we absolutely wouldn't do it. She said, there's a dead animal in the corner of your room, TJ, and, you know, your floor's starting to rot.
There's a frog in the corner.
Yeah, there's a frog in the corner over there, TJ. And I would say, no, I don't want to clean my room. I don't have to. I'm an adult. Man, it's stupid.
Okay, I guess being a teenager, in that time, we're just trying to be independent.
Yeah, we're in a very rebellious stage of our lives.
It is a rebellious phase we go through when we are teenagers.
Exactly. We want to say no just for the sake of no, and we want to argue for the sake of arguing, because we think we know everything. You know?
We don't want to follow each and every single orders.
Exactly. We don't want to follow any orders, actually.
So, you've mentioned that you are better with women now. Mm-hmm. So, how were you with girls back in high school? Mm-hmm. Were you a playboy?
Absolutely not. No. I was very, very awkward around women.
Were you shy?
Yeah. It's not just shy. You know, like I would be talking to my friends and a girl would sit down. Mm-hmm. Hi, TJ. Hi.
Really?
Yeah, my face would turn all red, and I'd start to shake, and I'd start to sweat. I'm having a panic attack.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, like I can't speak, and I'm just staring at her, and she's like, is your friend okay? Is this guy?
Can I have your number?
Yeah, I would never ask that. No, I would never ask, can I have your number?
Can I have you WeChat?
Yeah, I wouldn't even ask that. I'd say something stupid, you know? Like, I'd want to compliment her. But I wouldn't want to be, you know, a normal, hey, you have pretty eyes. So I'd be like, you have a pretty nose. Your ears are nice. Oh, your feet smell good. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay. But you changed.
I did change.
Okay. So what would you do if you could go back?
If I could go back, I wouldn't be so shy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd slap ass and make cat.
What's that? No, you coined that phrase?
No, yeah, that's stupid. No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'd probably just, I'd go out more and participate in more activities rather than just stay at home.
Because now you got much more interpersonal skills.
Exactly.
All right. So, last question.
Okay.
So, what is the most awkward memory of your teenhood?
I dated a fat girl.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Last question, again.
Okay.
And what is the best memory from your teenhood?
I broke up with a fat girl.
Okay, congratulations.
It all ties in.
I guess that's it for today.
That's it for today.
Alright, 今天的节目就到这里了。如果你希望查看更多有趣又有用的中英双语节目和英文学习笔记的话，因为这里可能有一些东西你没有听得太明白了，那么看一看我们的笔记怎么去看呢？欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文就可以了。另外呢，我们成长计划系统英文课程持续热卖中，只需要1200元就可以从零基础一直学到高级以及商务英语。在微博回复照片，然后我们会送给大家什么呢？一些小小的礼物啊，就是原版的英文书啊，还有一些神秘的手工作品，还有什么其他的呢？来了你就会知道。在微信搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字一，你就可以了解更多的课程信息。好了，这一期的节目就到这里，我是 Alan，
我是 TJ，
咱们下期见咯。
下期